And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, things of that nature. First track is going to be a remix of Jai Uttal by Rara Avis and Friends, entitled Jai's Dub Shack from Dal M for Mantra. This is actually mantras offered to the Buddha. After that, I think we're going to hear from the Kirtaniyas. And then I'm back to explain a little bit about the mantras that you're going to be hearing in the first part of the show. You can give me a call if you like, 604-822-2487. I hope you're doing well. Some really nice music coming up today. Here's Jai's Dub Shack.
So high, moony, moony, chakra moony, so high. Shakyamuni Soha Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Soha Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakyamuni Chandra Nandana Ji
CITR Radio in Vancouver. The first track that you heard was a remix entitled Jai's Dub Shack from Dal M from Mantra, remixed by Rara Avis and Friends. Vocal stylings and source material by Jai Uttal. The mantra that you heard in that piece, Om Muni Muni Mahamuni Shakya Muni Swaha. The word Muni means sage or learned person, somebody who is learned in spiritual scriptures. So Shakya Muni specifically referring to the Buddha or Siddhartha Gautama, as his family name was. There's a little bit of a write-up here I can read about this mantra and its significance in Buddhist tradition. Shakyamuni, or the sage of the Shakyam clan, which is the clan that he was born into, is the historical Buddha, also known as Siddhartha Gautama. Shakyamuni was almost certainly the first enlightened figure to be visualized. There's a beautiful passage in the Sutta Nipata, which is an early Buddhist text, where Pingaya talks about how he is never separated from the Buddha. He says that at any time he wishes he can see and hear his teacher, even though he lives hundreds of miles from where the Buddha dwells. So Shakyamuni's mantra is a play on his name. Muni means sage, Maha means great. So the mantra reads, Om wise one, greatly wise one of the Shakyans, hail. And there's some sort of variations on this mantra. The story of the Buddha is quite famous. At one point, there's a bit of poetry here, which I can kind of set the scene for. At one point, when he grew up in a very luxurious situation that his father had created for him, and that he was not really exposed to any kind of miseries or unpleasantries of what one finds in the material world. It says here, later in his life, and this kind of sets the scene for the poem, it is also likely that at one occasion, as if for the first time, the Buddha had the shocking realization that life was short and that he was one day going to die. This realization jarred him into thinking about what the purpose of life was, how best to live when you know that one day you're going to be on your deathbed. How, he asked himself, do I find security and well-being in this world when everything is impermanent? How can I find reliance in an unreliable world? He seems to have had a spiritual crisis in which he saw people striving for status and wealth to be utterly vain. I mean, some poetry here which is in that line of realization. I will tell of how I experience dismay seeing people floundering like fish in small puddles, competing with one another. As I saw this, fear came into me. The world was entirely without substance, and all the directions were knocked out of line. So that's from a book entitled The Atadanda Sutta. A little bit of background on that. And then after that, we heard from the Kirtaniyas with Hari Hari Bifale. Janama. And the second verse from here, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan Ratina Janmito Kainatai. This is in Bengali. It's composed by Narottama Das Thakur, who was a great saint and poet in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. And the translation of that verse, the treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Where did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. So this is, as you can hear, a kind of similar sort of position or prayer that the Buddha was also feeling in that poetry I previously read. This is more specifically talking about the use of mantra or chanting as a means to bring about enlightenment, to elevate oneself to a higher state of consciousness beyond the realms of the material dualities. I'm going to play a couple of PSAs, public service announcements, and then we'll be right back to go into the next segment of music here on Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Larry Kwong became the first ethnic Chinese player in National Hockey League history in 1948 when he skated as a New York Ranger and was subsequently nicknamed the China Clipper. Although his career in the NHL would turn out to be short-lived, his passion for hockey carries on to this day. After a 20-year-long career as a player, he became a club team coach in Switzerland. Larry Kwong's breakthrough in hockey wasn't only the ethnic barrier for Chinese players, but more importantly, he also made the personal breakthrough of showing perseverance and dedication to the game.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
So to kick off this next set, next part of the show, we're going to be hearing from Aikana. This is a duo featuring Sukhdev Jackson and see if I can get his right name, his name right, Aka Akadama, who is a great percussionist, originally from West Africa. The track is entitled Funky Divinity from the release Mantra Mala. It features the mantra Wahe Guru, amongst others. So in the Sikh tradition, I mean, it roughly is a, what can you say, it's like it's pointing towards God or the Supreme Being, the Creator. It also has another meaning of meaning wonderful teacher, great guru, but it's generally addressing the Supreme. Also, another side note, this is Wahe Guru is also described by some as an experience of ecstasy which is beyond all descriptions. So this would kind of tie in with understanding of coming into contact with the Supreme Source. It's one of the symptoms of coming into contact with divinity is states of ecstasy. Also in this set, we're going to hear from, we're going to hear a little bit from Radha Haridas. Later on, we're going to hear a track by Keshava from Estonia, from his One World EP, another track we played one last week. Hopefully, we're going to have time to hear from David Newman from his Stars release. Also, Snatum Kur, which is kind of in line with the next song you're going to hear, with it's a rendition, a very famous poem said to be originating from Ireland, Longtime Sun, combined with Sat Nam, which is another mantra from the Sikh tradition. So here's Aikana with Funky Divinity featuring the chant Wahe Guru from the release Mantra Mala. Hope you're doing good. We'll be back in about half an hour's time just to cap off the show.
Be bold, be beautiful, believe, be loved, be true to you as far and wide. Remember there's someone who's thinking of you. We're all thinking of you. Be bold, be free, be beautiful. Believe, be loved, be true to you as far and wide. Remember there's someone who's thinking of you. We're all thinking of you. Be bold, be free, be beautiful. Believe, be loved, be true to you as far and wide. Remember there's someone who's thinking of you.
Krishna Govinda. to see the most beautiful thing I've ever filmed? From snowing, and there's this electricity in the air. You can almost hear it, right? And this bag was just dancing with me, like a little kid begging me to play with it. That there was this entire life behind things. And this incredibly benevolent force that wanted me to know that there was no reason to be afraid. Ever. Video's a poor excuse, I know. But it helps me remember. I need to remember. Sometimes there's so much beauty in the world. I feel like I can't take it.
The last track that you heard was by Snatum Kura, where Kura means actually princess. It's a title which is in common with all female Sikhs. So Snatum Kura Khalsa, she's actually an American singer-songwriter from California, and records various kirtan. She's also very active in terms of propagating peace on the planet. She's actually her guru, her teacher, spiritual teacher, who one of his names, known as Yogi Bhajan, sometimes Siri Singh Sahib, he was actually had some ties with the Hopi Indians in New Mexico. And traveled kind of extensively with the Sikh teachings. That actual poem, May the Long Time Sun, is it's said to be of Irish origin, but it's a little bit controversial. The piece finished with the chanting of Sat Nam. Sat meaning truth or eternal, Nam meaning the name or the divine name. We're going to play a couple of public service announcements and then we will be right back. I'm going to be hearing from Keshava coming up next.
First at Pat's Pub, see the progressive Vancouver artist Darren Cassie and the eclectic host of The Rib, Robin Jacob, as they join together to perform music for two pianos by John Adams and Eric Satie. There will also be performances by Fistful of Snacks and the chamber string trio, The End Tree. It promises to be a weird and wonderful night of contemporary music. Cover is $5 and doors open at 8 p.m. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
If I could, I'd rise up and stand tall like the trees do.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Keshava is a gentleman from Estonia, and we played one of his tracks last week, which is entitled Lotus Imprints, which featured some mantras dedicated to the guru. In this track as well, you're going to hear Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshua Militamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. This is saying that my eyes have been opened by these teachings of my spiritual master. He was actually involved in a radio show a few years ago, which was entitled Kurort or Resort. Not so much in the limelight as a DJ currently, in keeping a low profile, as he says, but producing tracks. The last EP, called One World EP. So we're going to hear from him first. The title of the track is Surrender. And then after that, we're going to hear from Anahata Sacred Sound Current with Sanatan Dharma. Kind of a lively note to cap off the show, as you'll hear. A lot of food for thought in that particular piece. It sounds like three different MCs, but I could be wrong. We're back next week, next Thursday, 4 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for another installment of Mantra. You can go to our website on the internet, mantraradio.co. Also, send us email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. I should mention, today is also what's known as Nirjal Ekadasi, which means 11th day of the moon. Nirjal means without water, so this is a day in some traditions where people fast from all food and water for 36 hours. Which I have actually myself done before a few years ago. And it's pretty good if you're into meditation. It's good for focus, you know. There's very few distractions. A little bit more difficult if you have things to do. But if you can take the day off, day of fasting, meditation, chanting, maybe some light yoga, can add years to your life and metamorphosize your life into something truly wonderful. I met a good friend of mine, Jackie, on my way down to the station today, and she was just telling me she's at the end of 40 days of a kind of vow of chanting and meditation yoga that she made for herself. She's really feeling the benefits, so if we can implement these kind of practices into our daily life, that's when they really hold the greatest potency, the greatest power. Thanks for joining me today. Be back next week. Take care of yourselves till then. I think tomorrow is, I believe that there is a Give Peace a Chant Kirtan tomorrow. You can go to givepeaceachant.org on the internet and check that out. I'm not 100% sure, but if it is happening, it's tomorrow night, Friday night, 8 p.m. Open Door Yoga, 16th in Arbutus, hosted by Sandra Lee. So just Google that and Give Peace a Chant Kirtan. That'll tell you if you're interested in going and chanting with some wonderful souls. It's an opportunity right there. So, without further ado, here's Keshava with Surrender from the One World EP, and then we're going to hear Anahata Sound, Sacred Sound Current. Take care of yourselves. Namaste.
portions of the king's chamber, golden ratio. Vibrate the space below your feet. From the dry desert sands, erase the wreckage of a fleet. Prehistorical, translate the tongues of the oracle. Allegorical, mathematic, metaphorical. As above, so below. Have love, let it show. Levitate as I meditate. Illuminated glow, green emerald. Staff of Moses spreads the waves. Invade the promised land, awaits seven deadly plagues. Mystic order of the mercenary starts from many bones of clones. Druidic stones align with galactic homes. Homes of codes of Kabbalah, nodes of electric thoughts. Seven star macabre, esoteric schools of talk. Sit placid atop chaotic seas made of acid. Epidemic can't catch it. Fractals on my gems facet.
Chiseled by the divine sculptor at solstice, these works rejoice. Permanent void, join, expanding and contracting. The infinite within transcends the galaxy in its vastness. Without these grief detachments and wrath wrapped in our actions, out traversing the lands of Sanskrit, imagining gradual balance. I stand at the palace ashrams, churches and temples. Many paths from sources, all no fault in walk of spiritual. Heaven flow, the cage bird song changes when the trap door opens. Yo, let it go, path of God at the end gate waits to mend the broken. Energy meridian chakra centers open, sipping wisdom's potions, discipline, devotion. Listening to the intimate whispers of a yogi, so holy the approach of demanding your prayers be answered. We are the overflowing oil in heaven's blessed lantern. All-encompassing, everlasting, breathing slow, our breaths are gasping, dancing emptiness. Drifting down with the radiant core, the cosmic sound bound in remembrance. Poetic howling sentences from my diaphragm vigorous. Lifted up without leaving Gaia. Release desire, released from suffering. Reaching higher, the peaks of love and summoning the majestic coming. Struggling quiet, silence tightened awareness invites the cherished. Let the third eye might stare into boundless expanse of light. And find that the inheritance of immortality will not pass you by. The sands of time sink as Kundalini rises. Sufi chisty shining vibrance glides to the horizons. Holy science, knowing I hold the fires of ambition. Climbing the nervous system in 12 primary meridians. Watch all evils bleed like the Midianites at the sight of Gideon. I float like obsidian lava, reciting mantras 108 times aligning correspondence with a mala of rock shock seeds.
Drunk.